It is February 7th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Through some mangled writing and some editing errors, the first paragraph yesterday was rather mangled. Here is what it should have read. The CME Group named its slate of nominees for its board of directors to be elected at its annual meeting. Two new directors are joining the board, and two are stepping down, including one that has served since 2004. Dennis Jakazian and Anna Dutra are stepping down from the board, and former Congressman Harold Ford Jr. and Catherine Benish are being slated to replace them. Jakazian was critical in helping elevate Terry Duffy to the CEO role, according to sources, and is the former chairman and CEO of CNA Insurance Companies. Last year's Super Bowl commercials were dominated by cryptocurrency firms, but the New York Post reports not a single crypto firm will be advertised during this year's Super Bowl after the FTX blow-off, layoffs, bankruptcies, and legal scrutiny. Who can blame them? I expect we'll see the same thing at FIA Boca, which last year was dominated by crypto sponsors, but this year will not be. Seth Thompson has joined Geneva Trading as partner and chief administrative officer. Thompson was formerly CIO of DRW. The NFA is looking to hire regulatory compliance interns in Chicago and New York for this summer. You can find out more details with the link in today's newsletter. Trading Technologies is hiring for an internal communications manager position in Chicago. You can find out more details with the link in today's newsletter. Bourne Technologies is hiring for the following positions: C++ software engineer, Python software engineer, full stack software engineer, systems engineer, product manager, business analyst, software test engineer. Contact Bourne Tech at recruiting@bournetech.com for details. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Office of the General Counsel seek to hire a general attorney in Washington, D.C. Details are available with the link in today's newsletter. The New York Times reports that Harry Whittington, the Texas lawyer shot in 2006 by then-Vice President Dick Cheney, has died at the age of 95. Whittington was shot by accident with birdshot from a shotgun in a hunting accident. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a special sponsored content message from our friends at FTSE Russell. Russell 2000 Index Quarterly Chartbook January 2023. The Russell 2000 Index Quarterly Chartbook provides an overview of the performance of U.S. small cap equities in 12 data exhibits. Drill down to get the intel you value most. Explore now. You can find it with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Super Bowl is poised to become most bet upon game in U.S. history. A year ago, a Bloomberg Businessweek cover story heralded the first Super Bowl of the online betting era. Apps like DraftKings and FanDuel would let people in more than 24 states gamble on a nacho platter of options, not just who would win the game, but on an inferior of who would catch the first completed pass, who would commit the first turnover, and the precise length of the national anthem performance. Winning bet, 1 minute and 50 seconds. My comment. More companies offering betting in more jurisdictions, online betting during the game, lots of advertising of online betting. It all adds up to one big betting orgy. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Match fixing has existed for centuries. Gambling apps are making it worse. Match fixing has been around since the Olympics in ancient Greece. Online sports betting is just making it more common. Once upon a time, snooker, a cousin of pool and billiards with roots in the British Raj, was a boutique, almost backwater pastime. No longer. Its popularity has soared globally, particularly in China, and it may be included as a sport in the 2024 Olympics. That means a lot of gamblers bet on snooker. It also means that match fixing is in the mix. 10 elite Chinese players are currently being investigated for throwing games to help somebody cash in some presumably large bets. So here we are, a digital boom in sports gambling, accompanied by bigger incentives for scamsters and crooks to corrupt games, means even something as quaint as snooker can be corrupted. My comment. I'm not a fan of gambling. I believe if you want to take risk, make it mean something, build something, or assume the risk of others who are building something. There is too much room for corruption and gambling on any old thing. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Solar panels are the Midwest's new cash crop as green energy booms. The greening of red state America, well underway in the Sun Belt, is now accelerating in the Midwest. Ohio and Indiana, two Republican-led U.S. states long dependent on coal power, are on the verge of solar farm booms so staggering that their respective buildouts between now and 2027 may vie with Nevada's and trail only those of California and Texas. My comment, when are houses going to be designed to maximize the ability to capture solar energy? Here's a press release from Geneva Trading, as mentioned earlier. Seth Thompson joins Geneva Trading. Geneva Trading, a global principal trading firm, today announced that industry veteran Seth Thompson has joined the firm as a partner and chief administrative officer. Seth's skills, values, and experience give me and the entire team great confidence that our goals will be achieved with integrity, operational efficiency, and the highest standard of excellence. Thompson is an accomplished technology and operations executive with over 25 years of experience working in the financial markets. Prior to joining Geneva, he spent almost 15 years as a technology and operations leader at DRW and most recently as their chief information officer, focused on implementing processes and infrastructure to support their growing organization. My comment, great hire by Geneva. Here are Monday's top three stories from JLN. Monday's most read story was a tie between violence in some Chicago neighborhoods puts young men at greater risk than U.S. troops faced in Iraq-Afghanistan war zones, study finds from the Chicago Sun-Times. And CFTC chief plots new cyber rules in wake of Ion trading hack from Bloomberg. Second was CME Group names slate of director nominees, a CME press release. And third was ransomware gang in trading hack says ransom was paid, also from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is also from Bloomberg. The headline, NYSE plans to pay a full majority of claims after glitch. Thousands of claims were made, totaling millions of dollars. Full or partial coverage will depend on the type of trade. Investors burned by last month's malfunction of the New York Stock Exchange can recoup all of their losses, but only if their trades fit certain parameters. The rest may wind up with nothing. The exchange operator told clients in recent days about its plans to cover all losses for orders posted or routed to NYSE, while loss-making trades triggered on other venues will not be covered, according to people with knowledge of the matter. In practice, three firms say NYSE will only reimburse roughly 60% of the claims filed. Others may qualify for more, one person said. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Ion prepares to bring clients back online after cyber attack. Ion Trading UK, the technology firm hit by a cyber attack last week, told some clients that it has rebuilt relevant systems and will relaunch them after carrying out independent security testing. IAN indicated that some systems could be available on Monday, according to people familiar with the matter. The process of bringing clients back online will be staggered and is likely to take place over several days, said the people who asked not to be identified discussing private information. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Biden to urge quadrupling new 1% tax on stock buybacks. The president intends to discuss the plan during his State of the Union speech on Tuesday. President Biden plans to propose quadrupling the 1% tax on stock buybacks that took effect in January, which the White House said would encourage companies to invest in their own growth instead of boosting shareholders. Mr. Biden will discuss the proposed change during his State of the Union speech on Tuesday, the White House said in a preview of the address, in which the president will also tout economic progress since the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. The plan to boost the buyback tax might struggle to advance through the divided Congress, where Republicans control the House. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.